Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Support WrestleTalk.
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
Quainter just lost his mask. I'm Ollie Davis. This is the other one, Luke Owen. Welcome to the Wrestle Ramble WOS Wrestling Review of Episode 8. It's in the can and Crater has been unmasked. I didn't see that coming.
Well, you say he's been unmasked, but it was a mask versus sure. mask match where the rules were that whoever was unmasked lost the match. But we didn't see his face, and he put his mask on and went back up the ring ramp. So he did lose, but I'm not sure he's officially unmasked.
Yeah, so he covered his face as soon as he did it, didn't
exactly.
he?
And in the promo for the end of it, because next week we've got a Battle Royal, I think. A very yeah. unique match is what Stu Bennett told us. And it sounds like a Battle
Breaking
Royal.
Breaking News Barrett.
Breaking
his
News
new name.
Breaking News Bennett.
Sorry. Yeah.
Breaking News Bennett. And in
Season the assist there.
And in the promo for that, he still had his mask on.
Mm.
So he's not officially been unmasked. However, I thought the actual unmasking they did was pretty excellent.
It was Kane Undertaker Judgment Day, wasn't it? Where the face is the mask's ripped off and you see a bit of the face, but it's kind of smudged like with I don't know, soot, whatever Kane had back then. But Kane had the benefit of long flowing hair. Crater is a bald man.
He is a baldy baldy
yeah,
man with a big old bushy beard.
Big old bushy beard. We were at Wrestling MediaCon, so was Crater. And he just sat there at the WOS wrestling panel like this.
Yeah.
Silently.
Yeah, someone said this to one of the passers-by said, like, he must be having such a boring time because he's not allowed to say anything. He's not allowed to interact with fans. But I was like, I think he's all right, to be honest.
I think he's probably having a nap.
Yeah.
So it was that this, to me, I've talked before, like, Crater isn't my kind of wrestler. But I do appreciate the kind of way they've built his character. Robbie X, however, he's my man, as Bobby Lashley would say. He has the ability to get over with anyone. We saw him at MediaCon at the weekend. Such a nice guy in real life as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he, just the way he moves around the ring. He essentially, and this isn't even a jab at Crater's actual in-ring ability, because Crater's character is that he does not wrestle. People just run at him and Crater falls on them, essentially. So Robbie has to work a match with an immovable object.
Yes.
It's essentially the old I'm wrestling a broom thing. Again, yeah. I'm not calling Crater a broom. I'm just saying his character dictates that he's very static.
He did throw a dropkick.
Yeah. So Robbie is bouncing around everywhere, like throwing himself into Crater, bouncing off, hitting springboards off of ropes. Robbie wrestles a match by himself, essentially. It is great to see. And, it was a very engaging match because of that. Big man versus small man.
Yeah, and I was surprised it was the main event. I'll be honest with you. With the other stuff they had, advertised for this. Like, the show just started, I was like, there's a mask versus mask match now. And I was like, cool, well, that would be, third match, I reckon. That would be third on the card. Nope, it was the main event. It was how we closed out the show. I was very surprised.
Yeah, so that really... And it's what we said last week when it was Gabriel Kidd, Liam Slater, and Robbie X in a four-way versus Crater. And it was the crowd chanting Robbie X, not for Kidd, who's really been in the feud with Crater. There was the injury angle at the start of the series. So it's good that I don't know if they changed route or anything to go with Robbie. So Robbie effectively has beaten Crater. Now, the problem here is I wouldn't have had Crater lose last week.
No, we said this at the time, yeah. And I stand by that.
It's a shame because this was a big deal. Like, I was like, oh my, because I
didn't see... You popped massively.
I didn't see Robbie win. I love Robbie. I'm behind him anyway. And I didn't see him beating in a singles match Crater, who they protected, apart from last week, very well. But still took three men to beat him. And so I didn't see it coming. And that was great. But it would have been an even bigger pop if Crater had been completely undefeated.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in very much agreement with you.
So there's that. Plus, I know they announced the mask versus mask stipulation at the end in last week's show. Like, here's what we've got next week. But I would like some... All the matches are set up on last week's show.
Yes.
Really. There's nothing that spans back a few episodes.
Yeah, really, like, they've got, like, a couple of show-long storylines, you could say, like, series-long storylines. But the sort of, like, the week-to-week stuff is very much week-to-week. It almost feels a bit Monster of the Week sort of thing. It's like, next week we're going to have this, and then next week we're going to have that, as opposed to, like, you look at the Justin Sizem Rampage... Oh, sorry. Yeah, Rampage, and they called him Rampage Brown then. Rampage feud. That's been, like, all 10 episodes is going to be built around that, seemingly. That's the way I kind of figure it's going. And that's all, like, so that's very different to what they else have been doing, which is week to week.
Yeah, I just, I think that's, it's quite a, not a short, yeah, I guess it is a short-term approach to things. It's very smart if that's the casual crowd you're trying to attract. But to really get that faithful backbone of your audience... you need storylines that do span over a couple of episodes where you set up a match here or an angle here and that pays off three or four episodes' time. And there have been examples of that kid getting injured and, like you said, the Rampage, Sizem feud, Kirby.
Viper, Kaylee Ray.
Yeah, but I feel like there's... like, this is a mask versus mask feud should have been set up a couple of weeks ago and been like... In 2 weeks' time, we're going to get this. In 1 week's time, we're going to get that.
That's the same with Adam Maxted and Nathan Cruz. Like, they split up, and then the very next week, it was like, now one of you's going.
Mm, yeah, so yeah, that it's a big stipulation, a mask versus mask.
Yes.
Should have been treated. What do they call it? Aspuestos match in Lucha.
Oh, very nice.
Is that hair? I think aspuestos. Or it's the stuff that's in this in the building.
I was going to say it was the building in our old studio.
Yeah. That we're not allowed to sniff. It smells so fun.
Yeah.
So yes, I mean, I popped, obviously, for the finish. But I think when Stu Bennett gets up at the end and he says, well, I've got some breaking news.
Yeah, it was a nice pause.
You might want to call me Breaking News Bennett as opposed to Bad News Barrett. It was really fun. And that's when he announced next week's thing, which was a WOS entire male roster battle royal.
Yes, so we've got next week, we've got a championship match between Viper and Kaylee Ray for the women's championship. And then I'm guessing it's going to go over three segments, essentially. So this giant battle royal.
Well, they don't announce every match, usually.
No, but if the entire male roster is in the battle royal, then you would assume that will take up the other three segments.
I'm looking forward to that. If it's anything like the all-in one. Which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Elsewhere on the show, we had Viper getting that title shot by beating Aisha. Viper seemed like a baby face here.
Yeah, it was really like, and there were Let's Go Viper chants throughout it. She came out. I mean, we said that she is so likable in real life that I almost find it difficult to buy her as a heel because, like, she is a great heel. She's, like, an amazing, amazing wrestler and a really great heel. But when I look at her, I hear that laugh. I hear that brilliant laugh that she has when you tell a good joke. And I'm like, oh, she's so nice.
I've always seen her as more of a... I thought she was getting over as a monster baby face, like a badass baby face. And I feel like that's the mold she was put in here against Aisha.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex Shane had a great line at the start of this. Seems like Aisha has the Aisha of the Tiger.
Nice.
Nice.
Loves a pun, that man. And elsewhere on the show, there was a big man match
Just on that, I thought the match was very good. I thought Viper was excellent in it.
There was Davey Boy Smith versus Yeston Reese, which was just like big man stuff.
Heavyweight stuff.
And I liked how they got Reese over in defeat. Because he is a tag team champion. And it's not like Davey squashed him because Davey's in that main event mix and he's a big guy with the heritage. So I liked how they kept Reese protected even though he lost. But... really, the standout wrestling-wise of this episode was an extra... Why wouldn't it be when you look at the lineup? Will Ospreay and Bea Priestley versus Kaylee Ray and Stevie Ray.
Yeah.
So these are...
Stevie Boy.
Stevie Boy, sorry.
Stevie Ray.
They're not married.
He's come back! Finally! He stepped back into the wrestling ring.
Stevie boy. And so they're both real life boyfriend and girlfriend teams.
Yeah.
And so most of my notes are Ospreay's so good, Ospreay's so good. You can actually see that I've written it twice.
Yep, I can see that, yep.
But like the spots they had here were pretty inventive. There was this brilliant bit where Kaylee Ray did a Hurricane Rana on Ospreay.
A reverse Rana.
Yeah, sorry, a reverse Rana. And then Will... Oh, no, this was... Sorry, yeah, I'm talking about another bit. That reverse Rana onto Will. And then Stevie Boy, does a Canadian Destroyer immediately after on Will. That looked awesome. There was a Spanish Fly, Stormbreaker.
Yeah.
Will is given a Hurricane Rana off the top rope. Lands in a fort like
oh and he like proper feet. Lands and like just sort of stable. Like, no, there was nothing unstable about that landing. It was perfectly done. Will is exceptional at professional wrestling. He's very, very good.
He's just so comforting to watch. I've gone and passed. He's gonna get injured. Oh my god, because a large majority of the time he lands it perfectly.
Yeah,
and it's like watching gymnastics. And that's not meant as a slight at all.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, I actually generally thought this match was excellent. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed this. I've got nothing bad to say about it. It was just, it was great from start to end. I also really enjoyed the Davey Boy Yeston Rees match. And I didn't think I would, because I'm not really like, I don't really get excited for like big man versus big man. It's not really my scene. I'm not saying that I'm all about flippy doos, but I'd see like two ginormous men. I'm just like, yeah. But they were excellent. Like they did some. Davey Boy in particular was absolutely fantastic, as was Rees. So actually, I thought top to bottom, this was a really, really good episode. And the first three matches were all about great wrestling, and then the last match was all about some good drama.
And we're approaching the end of the series now. You've got you've got a title match and the Battle Royal for next week's episode, and then presumably the big title match at the end.
Yeah, between Rampage and whoever is going to win the Battle Royal. I've got, I think I know who I think might win it.
Yeah, I've got a pick.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.